Hey there, welcome back to the channel, Masters of the Universe Club. This is a book club episode, and my name is Keith Fredrickson. My goal is to help you master your universe in bite-sized chunks. Every week, I go chapter by chapter through a recommended book, and I discuss one small thing that inspired me and hopefully will inspire you to take action in your life and master your personal universe. If you're listening to the audio version, we are reading the book Holistic Dental Care by Nadine Artemis. And please buy the book through my affiliate link, which will be listed below, which will help my channel. Please read along with me and master your universe in the process, hopefully. If you want to hear a more deep dive discussion, please consider joining my Patreon, which will also be linked in the description. Today, I'm going to read an excerpt from Chapter 9, which is titled Beneficial Botanicals. And this is exciting, this chapter, for me, and I wish I could just read the whole chapter for you, but I won't, because what you ought to do is buy the book and own the book and thereby own your growth and master your universe. So I'm reading this short excerpt, which I like. It's chapter 9. It's about beneficial botanicals, which is essentially extracts, plant extracts. These special plant extracts. How many times can you say extract without driving yourself crazy? These special plant extracts are different than herbal tinctures, homeopathic remedies, or food supplements. They are the distilled essences of the plants that bear their names. Each authentic essence is distilled slowly and at low temperature, capturing the integrity of hundreds of botanical compounds in the plant and trace substances known as secondary metabolites. Secondary metabolites are the plant's adaptogens, and they are different from the DNA and primary structure of the plant. These adaptogenic substances are the aromatic hormones, phenols, and pheromones that attract pollinators, repel insects, and are part of the unique individual expression of the plant. The molecules in these plant substances mirror our human hormones, enzymes, and neurotransmitters, beautifully representing the biological compatibility between humans and plants. This biocompatibility allows them to have a powerful effect on our health. I'll stop for 1 second. I love this stuff. This is borderline poetic in some respects, and I feel like maybe it's gone too far because I tend to skew more scientific, but still very fun to read, and it's super interesting. The chapter goes on. Essential oils and supercritical extracts are highly concentrated lipophilic liquids. Lipophilic means attracted to fat. For some of the botanical oils, a whole plant or more is required to create a single drop of oil. Extremely potent, often hundreds of times stronger than the herbal extract, oils have hundreds of beneficial chemical components that work synergistically with each other and with our bodies. The distinctive lipid-soluble, lipophilic, or lipid-soluble nature of essential oils allows them to penetrate the lipid layer of our skin. If you remember biology in high school or college, we have a phospholipid layer that essentially is the cell membrane is made of lipid or phospholipid or something. Anyway, the distinctive lipid-soluble nature of essential oils allows them to penetrate the lipid layer of our skin and gum so that they quickly reach our immune system. When botanical oils are combined, thousands of plant compounds create a beneficial mosaic effect. Some compounds reduce inflammation, some are analgesic, and others are antiseptic. So, listen, you know what, I'm going to skip ahead just to a quote from a book by Michael Schmidt called Beyond Antibiotics, 50 or so ways to boost immunity and avoid antibiotics. One of the advantages essential oils have over antibiotics is that bacteria do not develop resistance to essential oils. Many essential oils exert their antibacterial effect by interfering with the bacteria's ability to breathe. It goes on. I keep these short because I want them to be very, very bite-sized, so 5 minutes or so. I will say something interesting and something that I learned from Sean Stevenson, because he repeats it so often, is that plants, our bodies are not used to interacting with artificial or lab-made chemicals, even if they're made to mimic naturally occurring chemicals. Our bodies are not used to interacting with those things. Our bodies are used to interacting with plants. So having these plant extracts seems more natural to me in some respects. But like she says in the quote that I read, they are very potent. So if you get a little dropper of it, which could be expensive, using one single drop and rubbing it on your gums, for instance, which is something that she recommends, is enough, because they are highly, highly, they're very strong because they're extracts. Like she said, an entire plant in some cases can go into making one single drop. Anyway, I thought this chapter was great. She goes through a number of recommended essential oils, essentially, and how to use them and their benefits. Once again, please buy the book through my affiliate link below to help my channel. Own the book. Own your process. Own your growth. Read along with me. Master your universe in the process. If you want to hear a more deep dive discussion, please consider joining my Patreon, which will also be linked below. If there's a book that changed your life, I would like to know about it. Please leave it in the comments, and I will put it on my list to read. Thanks very much. Bye.